There was this feeling that you couldn't get spin echoes to occur in solids. You could in liquids because the decay time was so long. I mean, relatively speaking, a liquid free induction decay would last maybe 50, 60 milliseconds, whereas in a solid, the free induction decay lasted 30, 40, 50 microseconds. So the feeling was that there wouldn't be the possibility of generating an echo in a solid. And so, you know, there wasn't really much to read. There was plenty on liquids, but nothing much on solids. I mean, people could see free induction decays in solids, but no one, it seemed, had thought of, you know, trying to get a signal and an echo. But the apparatus that I built had a recovery time, which was about 3 or 4 microseconds. So you had a 1 microsecond pulse. There was a recovery time of about 2 or 3 microseconds, and then after that you could see the signal. But it wasn't a coherent signal. So, in other words, you put in one pulse, and there was no electronic coherence because I was pulsing the oscillator on and off that created the RF. You know, this was how I managed to produce very, very short, high-power pulses. But one day I decided to just try putting in 2 pulses, and I managed to get 2 pulses fairly close together within about 5 microseconds, one and then the second pulse. And I noticed that there was a huge jitter on the scope. I set to work to try to introduce some coherence between the 2 pulses and managed to actually do this by very careful timing. So I had a timing circuit which I could inch along until I got the phase just right. And when I did that, I found that I got a decay, looking at it from your way, a decay that came down here, then a pulse, second pulse, and I could bring this down to 0, there was nothing. But if I inched the pulse along a little bit to get a different phase relationship, I would get a signal which started to grow. And this was, I went along to Jack Powell's and showed him this, and his first reaction was, "There's something wrong with the electronics." He said, "No, you can't get an echo. This is a recovery problem, that the receiver's recovering. And it looks like an echo, but it's not really an echo." But I didn't believe that. So we sent away to buy a single crystal of material. I mounted it on the probe and tried these double pulse experiments, and sure enough, when I got the phase right, I could get an echo, and when I got it wrong, I got nothing. So I got a 0 response or an echo. And showed these results to Jack, and he said, "Well, you know, this should be easy, and well, a lot easier to work out than what you were doing, because I was trying to do the many body problem, whereas in calcium sulfate you've only got 2 molecules of water, so you know the calculations are a lot easier, and there are orientations of the crystal where these 2 molecules give the same signal in a certain orientation." So it became not trivial, but a much easier problem. So we published a paper on this, and this was the birth of solid echoes.